That was White
Great
Reaper.
Great job again. Oh,
thank you. Thanks, thank you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We got White Rapper. Don't, we got White Rapper in the
studio.
Shut
up, Brandon. I thought you were a comedian. Everyone makes that.
This is wow, White man. Rapper is in the studio. Whatever.
Once again, right?
Who cares?
Guest today is White Reaper.
Two members of our band.
Two members.
They might be a little bummed that they're not here because they like this show.
Thank you for doing the theme song live. Once again, you've done the theme song live for every episode.
You know, man, it's no problem. And thanks for giving us some of that. Thanks for flying us out. Thanks
finally,
for giving us
we've,
some of that
we've
money.
Handed over. Well, finally, we've handed over the mic. Usually, you guys play the theme song
and leave.
Right, but this time, we figured, let's do a full episode with half of you guys.
I really appreciate that, man. You know, it's,
yeah.
You guys have really treated us like shit so far, so I'm glad. I'm glad we can finally. Like,
I thought.
Make, I mean, you know.
I mean, you
we're
asked
just trying
for
to give
free,
you exposure.
You asked for a free Patreon membership.
I did
think,
give
like,
you that.
I did, but Jack
you got
hooked
that,
me up
right?
and you didn't.
What?
Okay.
Jack hooked
See,
me
I'm
up and you didn't.
I'm not in control of that kind of thing.
You don't have that link.
You don't.
I'm here. I'm
oh,
here
so this
for
is
the,
Jack's podcast.
No, this is my podcast.
This is
you
bullshit.
Guys are just
this is our
everybody's
podcast.
Guests on
I'm
my podcast. Brandon's a regular guest on my podcast.
No, I.
Permanent guest.
Literally, I'm sort of. They throw me on. It's sort of like it's like a vanity thing, you know. Like
you're the face of the podcast.
I'm sort of the face of the podcast.
Jack's sitting sweating in his room,
the brains
hacking away at the.
I was shocked that this whole thing is scripted. You know, it's all it's
you're reading off a
script.
Well, oh yeah, we did script out all of this before the pod.
Yeah, I was shocked by how much work is put into it before. You know,
yeah,
you guys really go like.
Did you learn all your lines?
Oh,
I practiced.
You know,
so hard.
I'm not.
We'll
you
figure
know.
It out. We'll figure
no,
it out.
No, there. See, there it was. That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
I wrote. You
I'm not
hesitating.
Hesitate. Yeah.
Parentheses. Hesitating. I'm not. Dash.
Yeah.
And then me.
Yeah.
I wrote all of this. With the stuff I'm saying right now. This
incredibly
is
incredibly detailed.
This is all in the screenplay for the
yeah.
pod.
Screenplay. Some of them have been.
Sorry,
weird.
I didn't. By the way, the oh, white cool. rapper thing that wasn't even.
Are
I,
you still thinking about that?
No, on, I man. Just I said that on accident in the script, right?
Oh,
and then
you
I,
wrote that in.
And
that's
you,
a good,
and then
yeah.
you went with it. You thought that was it. You know,
it was just yeah. sort of like a yeah. Oh, it's a fake riff. All of these are fake riffs.
So
because we scripted this
anyway, we have. White Reaper here. They're the band that does our theme song. They wrote the song for the podcast, weirdly.
Yeah, it's, you know, Jack, it's funny you say that. That's true. Years ago, before the podcast even
well, it was in the works.
Happened,
it was
you
in
know,
the works.
You guys have just been planning this thing out like crazy. You know, you're just, oh, it's crazy. Can I not say crazy?
You could say crazy.
Okay.
Is that ableist to say crazy?
That's what I'm asking.
Let's
I don't know.
Was
let's,
that the.
Let's talk about this.
Is this going to be really going to be the first
you
subject?
You can say crazy.
It's able. I don't
no,
know if that's
is,
like. Is that ableist? Because it's like
hyperbole.
It's one of those things where
no,
it's like
it's not.
No, yeah, that no, that's a funny I, thing about ableism because it's like if you're offended, does that mean you identify as crazy, like medically
it's
crazy?
Like, I'm right. actually crazy, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The Joker's gonna, the, yeah. the Joker's listening to this like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
the Joker's getting really offended at people
like,
saying
dude,
crazy.
That's a good
I
thing
think
to bring
up.
If you're actually crazy, do you? Can you even pick up on that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Hey, man.
I'm gaslighting everybody.
Yeah.
I'm gaslighting everybody listening to this podcast. You guys are acting real crazy.
Dude, no.
Right
now. I'm actually crazy, man. You don't even know what. You
sometimes
know what.
I feel like I'm crazy, but I've heard that that means I'm not crazy.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty crazy, and I'm twisted.
What versions of that are reasonable to be considered ableist? Like, people don't like you saying, do people not like psycho?
Psycho's
yeah,
just funny
know.
To me. It's like,
yeah.
It's
hey,
like,
you know what?
Yeah.
I'm a psychopath. And
yeah.
Dude, one thing you got to know about me is I'm a fucking psycho.
Dude, I'm fucking loco, man. I'm loco.
Yeah. You guys got the shades on.
You guys
you're
are twisted.
Sipping.
I'm fucking loco right
You guys
now.
Are having a drink at
you
1 p.m.
You guys are fully this, sipping.
We had been drinking a little before this. Dude.
That's psycho,
well, you
dude.
Were drinking before this?
At Mohawk.
You're band. Slamming back Bloody Marys before this?
Yes.
Actually, yes.
Last
oh, yeah,
night. Last night, we went pretty hog wild. And,
at the Austin
oh,
Powers
that is
bar.
True.
We
okay.
all went to the Electric Pussycat.
We promised
last night.
On the Patreon episode that we were going to go to the Austin Powers bar. We went last night, invited you guys last minute.
What
you
a crew.
Came through.
We
it
came
was
through.
Me,
it was
you,
a crew.
Mitra.
This is how I remember.
Jamel.
I remember Nick said,
fucking.
I said, this guy's inviting us to this bar. And then Nick was like, I don't know. You know, we get there and it turns out Austin Powers themed and you guys are leaving right when we get there.
That is true. we were about to leave, but yeah, I stayed.
Didn't you like get there late or something?
We did, yeah.
I think I texted.
You were mad. You were mad that I was. You Jack was mad at me for leaving.
Yeah, you did.
He was like, "Oh, you're being a cool guy," and I was like, "No, I'm being a drunk guy."
Oh, that's actually really funny that you brought up the cool guy thing, because I just want to go ahead and say thank you guys for not cool guying us.
Okay,
happens a lot. You know what I mean?
Who cool guys you?
Oh, we don't want to name any names.
In the music world, it's you just get cool guyed every day.
Tiered,
every day.
Tiered.
Who's cool guy?
Tiered. Like T I E R.
I don't want to name names. But like, I don't know. It just kind of prefer it. Tiered. It happens like everywhere.
This is a naming names podcast.
Yeah, this is where we go.
This is a free episode.
If you don't want to spill the tea,
did Adam Levine cool guy you?
No, I've never met him.
Did you get cool guy?
You don't have to spill tea, but if you do want to spill tea and not technically spill the tea, sometimes we change names on here.
Wait, is this how you guys like hang out with people? You're like, you want to do the podcast? And like, because we're like afraid of just hanging out outside of it.
Because we can't. I need to commodify all of my friendships.
You're like, I need our conversation recorded.
It's
the only form of socialization.
I feel like I've ruined friendships by being like, hey, you want to do my podcast? I feel like that sentence feels gross, you know?
You're dedicated to your craft.
That sentence makes, saying, do you want to do my podcast makes my dick.
When you ask people,
do you not supposed to be getting horny?
My dick like crawls back into my body.
When you say my dick, I automatically think you have a boner.
Yeah,
right. So I say my dick, and then you shriveled,
and then I interrupted. I'm sorry about that.
No. It's okay. Yeah, thank you. I accept your apology.
But cool. Austin, should we describe the experience? Because I mean, we've been hyping it a little bit.
That sounds good.
The electric pussycat. The Electric Pussycat in Glendale, California.
I walked in and Austin Powers was on stage.
Oh, you came in at the perfect time. I was there the longest.
He was singing like a full song, which...
Did he sing Daddy Wasn't There?
No, he was singing like a dramatic song.
Apparently he does sing that.
He does sing
at some point.
Dude, they should get a live
Which band. Is a it's a bummer that I wasn't there for that, because Daddy Wasn't There, honestly, fucking amazing song.
It's a good song.
It's everything. Well, I like it before the like... If you got a daddy issue, here's a daddy tissue. I like D to the A to the D D Y. D to the A to the I hate that part. Everything prior to that part, it's a great song.
Yeah.
But he didn't perform that. He was performing, honestly, a deeper cut from Austin Powers.
Wait, is from Goldmember, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about this last night. Jack and Brandon, you guys obviously saw this insanity happening before you, but we missed it with the songs. We missed the
song. See, he performs songs from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
As Austin Powers. People are only sort of half paying attention.
But one thing, I forgot who mentioned this, but someone said, like, the Austin impersonator owns the bar.
That's what I heard.
I don't think so.
No, but I'm choosing to believe that.
I know. I want to know that the guy that owns the bar has the passion to put the wig on.
He looks into the mirror before he leaves his house and he's like, yeah, baby.
You just like, you built an entire business around having the worst job in the bar.
That's the narrative I choose to believe. Because somebody told me that they were there at the Austin Powers bar and Austin like came over like with his card and was like, hey, how's everything going? Like, how's your food? How's your drinks? All of that.
They have food there? There's a kitchen.
Yeah, you can order a melt. Yeah, Doug Pound got a fucking grilled cheese there on Thursday.
Like unwise.
But
decision.
We were there. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, we were there on Thursday, and only Mini-Me was there. Mini-Me is there on the weekdays.
By the way, Mini-Me is like, I'm trying to think of the right way to say it. He's the exact proportions of real Mini-Me, right?
I think he might be. He's like Vern size.
Yeah, like totally. Yeah. But he is a Mini-Me has a default like angry face in the whole movie. This guy looks so friendly. He's walking around the bar talking to people, the mini me.
He's like,
and looks so happy and it's
dancing
just like,
to all the songs.
Yeah,
you
he's like in a great
more
mood.
Mad? You want to tell him to be more? He's like,
I'm saying it's great.
Do you think it's exploitation?
No,
it's,
I mean, I hope he's getting paid, dude.
It's not.
He seems like he's having a good time.
No, because
seems like he's having a good time.
He is also, what's the right word for this?
A little person?
Yes.
He is a mini me.
Like he acts like he's been that his whole life. He's just like, he's soaking it in. He's like, oh, I can do this and I love these movies.
He clearly
loves it. It's a good
scene.
I hope he's getting a good
God bless
gig.
Him.
In terms of like paying a little person to be performing for novelty at a bar. Like playing Mini Me is like
you're saying it yourself. He's happy.
I hope he seems stoked.
Let's have him on the pod.
Like, well, you guys should get Austin on the pod.
Let him speak for himself.
If Austin owns the bar, you should for sure have him on. And
we were talking last
night
about, like, does Austin fuck, like, after
yes.
work?
Oh, that was, character. Like, the last thing we talked about. Like, I have thought about that because, like, it's Saturday night. I wouldn't say there's babes there.
I wouldn't say that either.
There were no babes.
I have some.
There are no babes at the Austin Powers
that's
bar.
That's funny because
there were
but
women.
There are women.
There were women.
There are women there, and
exactly
think,
the type that I think that Austin would go for. Too.
Exactly, but that's the thing is I think that there are women there that the Austin Powers impersonator would consider babes.
I can describe the exact.
It's
he could okay, also be married.
50% of the people true, in this bar yeah. were this this group. I will describe. It's a kind of like 50-year-old married couple, maybe a recently remarried post-divorce couple.
Yeah.
And they went out to dinner. They had like, they drank at least a bottle of wine. And then the wife was like, I'm feeling crazy. Want to go get one more drink somewhere?
Yes.
And then,
and then
they
he said, yeah, baby.
And then they get a drink and she starts dancing and the husband's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of that. A lot of like.
And it sparks a memory of like their past yeah. flame.
And they're
the
there.
The flame
they're,
is reignited.
He's twirling her around
yes.
at the Austin
yeah.
Powers bar. They're looking
he
in each other's
that
eyes.
He remembers that he's in love.
Yeah, it's
because
honestly beautiful.
Of Austin.
Yeah,
it's
because
beautiful
of Austin.
Thing.
It brings
like,
back the Austin.
That's yeah. the well. It's surrounded by chain restaurants. Like it's in Glendale.
It's,
like it's
it
fully
is, yes.
like literally like you go to like Outback or Olive Garden. You walk around the corner and it's the Electric Pussycat.
Yeah.
Glendale.
It's in the heart of Glendale.
Place. Glendale's the closest suburb to Los Angeles. I think it's in LA
yeah.
County for the listeners that don't live in California.
It's mostly families that live.
Mostly
in
families. Great
yeah.
place to live. There is a downtown area. I was cracking up because next the closest place to the Austin Powers bar is a club. Had a huge line outside. The club is called yeah. Giggles.
What?
I, saw that, I saw
that nightclub called
that
Giggles.
Post.
How is that a, not a, a comedy club on the road?
Right?
How is that not a Midwest comedy club?
But there was a huge yeah. line. I was just cracking up as like, and the people in line were like club people, you know?
Dude, go
like,
to, well, meet me at Giggles,
that's,
babe.
Well, that's like the thing about the Electric Pussycat. It is, it's sort of the club for people that when they eat out, they go to like Applebee's or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's the Applebee's of clubs, except
it
it's fucking Austin Powers.
Speaking of Applebee's of clubs, I have a story. It's not like really a story, but it's just like this place in Little Rock, Arkansas that we've played a couple times. But first, it's
what
we,
is it?
It's called Sticky's Chicken Finger
Sticky's
Rock
and
Roll
Chicken
Shack.
You should do a show there.
Sticky's Chicken yeah. Rock and Roll Chicken Shack.
Jimmy's Chicken
Damn,
Shack.
I gotta
Sticky's.
I gotta look into that.
Do you guys remember Jimmy's
situation.
Chicken Shack, the band?
Oh,
that's
no, I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't
wow.
know that was a band. No, but this place is literally like Applebee's with a stage. And there's this sound guy that has just worked there for so long.
I want to hear about Jimmy's.
His
what's
name
up
is,
with Jimmy's?
He goes by Maestro.
At what kind of capacity are we talking?
This is like a maybe 300 cap.
Yeah?
Oh, wow.
Like
we should try to play there.
And you... When did you play there?
We've played there a couple times, just like when we get, it's like we're like doing a headlining tour and like, oh, well, you guys are playing Arkansas. Unfortunately, you're playing Sticky's again.
And you're
wow.
down?
Yeah. What am I going to say? Like, we got right. like, they're paying us.
And like your fans come out?
That's so funny.
Yeah, well, the first time we played there, it was a nightmare. And then the second time people came out.
Because you have like very, like big music, you have like a big sound, you know.
Yeah,
I'm imagining you guys playing one of the like the bigger opening songs in the fucking chicken tender place.
Yeah,
that's just,
that
can't
is,
even imagine.
I think
vibe.
You, Jack. I think you guys would like this place.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
By the way, Jimmy's Chicken Shack is a band from yeah. like '99-ish. They had a song called "Do Right," and then like a second song called "String of Pearls" that didn't do as well.
Are,
they had a singer with
are
the dreadlocks
just
white.
Eating.
Yes,
eating
some
tendies.
People are actually sitting down eating a chicken tender basket.
Eating a basket of chicken tenders.
This is why we're like, how are you guys doing tonight? Sorry, that clipped when I said that.
It's all good.
Yeah, basically you go in there and you get like a credit. You get some like, you can get the blackened chicken tent.
You're getting
chicken.
Paid in chicken?
You can basically get paid
meals.
Slightly in chicken.
I try to avoid chicken tenders at all costs, honestly.
Damn.
Yeah, it was fucking.
That sounds rough.
I was just in Minnesota cool. where they're really into Juicy Lucy's over there. Fuck?
Did you try one? Tell me more.
I didn't. Do you know about a juicy
no.
Lucy?
Yeah, it's got cheese.
Sounds
in
like
it.
A sexual maneuver.
It's a cheeseburger really with like it's the cheese is inside the burger.
Oh, got it. Why does it have that
Sarah
name?
Sarah did a bit where it was like a juicy Lucy. That's what I call my pussy. you know, great bit.
How was it?
Great.
Give
great
me a give
regional
me a rate.
Bit.
Give me a rate on that.
On the bit?
Yeah, like or
the
one bird? Out of 10.
I'm saying that's a 9.5.
Ooh,
in terms of we're talking regional bits.
Ooh, nice.
Because that's
not many good regional
that's a,
bits. So.
Well, that's like a single use bit.
Do you
know?
Have any regional bits where you're like, hey, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky
yeah,
tonight. This
I'll
place sucks.
Like, it's you know something comics like to do is they'll like ask somebody beforehand like, oh, what's like a city these people
what's
hate?
The place? What's the
yeah.
place?
And then they'll come out and be like, oh, at least I'm not in Cincinnati. And everybody's like, yeah.
Everyone's like, here we go.
Yeah.
Strap in.
Yeah.
I'm ready to fucking laugh.
I'm listening.
Honey, I'm listening. I'm surprised how much Honey I'm Listening has really caught on.
Yeah,
wait, what is that?
People it's a catchphrase we created. On
people
the
are really obsessed with it.
Honey I'm Listening?
Do people
just shout it to you on the streets? Sunny California.
Yeah,
sunny Los Angeles.
I can't take a walk in peace anymore.
Now that I think like, about that, I've witnessed somebody trying that technique at a comedy club in L.A. They
what?
Tried to do it with like Bakersfield and got like crickets. It was
yeah.
just like, at least we're not
there's
in Bakersfield.
Like,
and everybody's like,
that's because
like, okay.
that's a shitty
like a
joke.
Because you know?
That's because that
well,
sounds
that's,
like
a
shitty joke.
They took a guess that like, we hate each other, like
right.
us in Bakersfield. And we're just like, why are
well,
you talking
that's
about
a,
Bakersfield?
Yeah. But like, what? Well, Brody kills it with the local references because he's very pro-Valley.
Yes.
You know, Brody will be like, hey, 1-8 till I die, yes.
Oh.
You know, like he talks about, you know, Reseda High School.
One thing that bands
I'm not from
do
here, man.
a lot. So like
Brody
I guess
Stevens,
he's
on
a
the,
comedian.
On the parallel to that.
Oh
like,
yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Like
yeah.
bands will go to the cities and be like they'll be in like Louisville and they'll be like, "What's up, St. Louis?" Like
yeah,
they'll say the wrong
yeah.
city
yeah.
and then
oh,
people,
yeah.
people are like, "What the
people
food?
Will freak out." Well, the thing about, you know, XO Tour life, you forget what city you're in sometimes.
Oh,
how
are your shows going?
They're great.
What was your worst show?
My worst show ever?
Like this year.
This year? I don't know. This year.
Do you ever get off and like, you're like, I sucked so bad.
Worst show on the. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not so much on these, like, the headline. Like, if I'm, like, headlining on tour in clubs, it's, like, pretty low risk because it's all people that are, like, coming out to see me specifically.
It's just, they're just coming, even not, maybe not even to hear your jokes, but just be like, oh, I want to see that guy.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, sometimes you, like, meet somebody post-show and you're like, oh, I might as well have just done a meet and greet.
Yeah.
For the, like, with some yeah. of these people. Like, there's people where it's like, oh, I don't know if you even, like, really cared or if you just like cared about like
ooh, that's
kinda, the hour
that's
of stand-up
weird
if you just wanted to like take
yeah,
a photo.
That's kind
of
weird to think about the how many people are just like sitting and like not even
strange.
Paying attention to you and then they're just
I
like
mean,
I'm gonna try to meet Brandon.
Like
well, that's what we did to Austin
like
Powers
being,
last night quite frankly
being freaks. Oh, there was like a moment where
that
like
was dark
me Jamel and Mitra, this is before you guys
oh okay I have
guys
own.
Were here we like had taken an Austin Powers picture. It didn't come out that great, and like we kind of wanted a round two, but he walked by us, and all of us simultaneously like froze up. Like
oh,
all of us simultaneously got like starstruck by an Austin Powers
totally.
Impersonator.
Well, here's what happened.
All of us
to me.
Revealed us ourselves as weak. Like
yeah.
he walked by us, and all of us had a mutual feeling of like. He's better than us.
Yeah.
You know?
Was
well,
it better were you like, this guy might be kind of fucked up?
Yeah.
This guy
I
might,
mean,
might
no,
be.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
I felt bad
oh,
for him.
When he was singing, it was like, this is
this
dark.
Is,
maybe.
But
that
I also
is,
think
the
he loves
idea,
it.
The, even the idea of it is fucked up. It's not. I
if
mean,
you're
maybe.
An impersonator,
listen, he's
I mean,
just trying to have a good time.
Here's
yeah.
the thing. There's people in the world that like doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Okay, everyone just take a step back. Let's just
I mean,
think
people do it for free. It's called cosplay.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But, okay, wait, so what I saw in there was, there was a, so we got there late, I wanted to get a picture with Austin too, I would see him pop out from behind, and then like, literally, we would pull out the camera to go ask, and he would disappear, and then some,
yeah.
then you were like, Austin just went upstairs, so we went upstairs, he was nowhere to be found, but I see like a group of guys like following, like moving, like, come on, and I'm like, oh my god, there's like 10 guys chasing Austin, and yeah. then he, there's a second set of stairs, and he's going down, and I peek over the edge and I see him like being cornered by these girls, and like one of them is like trying to run up and hug him, and he's like, he's carrying a Trader Joe's bag and he's like, no, no. And like he has to like physically push a girl off him, and he's very upset.
That's an
and I was like, dude, this is so dark. Powers.
I guess if you see an Austin Powers impersonator, some people they don't even think about it. It's like, oh, it's just Austin Powers.
It's just actually, it's like Santa. Like Santa.
It's just Austin Powers.
It's
Austin.
It's Austin. Austin Powers. Yeah.
Yeah.
He lives
it's his mojo.
Glendale.
It's his mojo.
Which one is your all's favorite film? One or two? Or even Goldmember.
Obviously not three.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and say
that you just said one or two. I like that you knew that we were cultured men of taste.
Boom.
And that Goldmember was not the best, you know.
But not the best. Is his name Michael Keaton?
What?
His dad. Who's the actor?
Michael Caine?
Caine, nice. Yeah. I always get that mixed up.
That's By the way, sidetrack, but are you guys twins?
Yeah.
Okay, first that makes sense. Because you do, you have like a...
That's funny. We were talking about this yesterday.
That makes so much sense.
Wait a second. Are you twins? I knew it.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have a modern Gallagher vibe to you. You're like the Gallaghers.
Everybody. Gallagher 1 and 2?
I honestly respect that. Thank you for that. Liam Gallagher is...
He's talking about like watermelon Gallagher. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He says that we are like the comedian Gallagher.
About the 80s comedians Gallagher 1 and Gallagher 2.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Gallagher 2?
Gallagher 2?
Wait,
so
what are we
Black
talking?
Gallagher from Dave Chappelle?
Well, I was just going
to
bring that up.
So everybody needs to shut the fuck up. Everybody needs to stop interrupting me and needs to respect me while I describe Gallagher 2.
Cum stain.
So Gallagher, the comedian, he had a brother that went by Gallagher 2. And he would go across the country, and like Gallagher 1 would play like the A clubs, and Gallagher 2 would play the B clubs, and he was just Gallagher's brother that would just do Gallagher's act.
That's amazing.
Like, he would just do Gallagher's act verbatim.
You should let Johnny Wardell do that.
I should. Yeah, Wardell too.
Who's Johnny?
It's his cousin.
My cousin.
He's like very.
He's like badass.
He's like an
he's
alpha
badass.
Wardell.
He is pretty badass.
For some reason, when I think of your cousin, I just literally think of a guy that looks exactly like you.
He looks a lot like you.
He looks like me, but he's like a little more buff.
Imagine a sports side.
He's like on my white side.
Yeah.
White side.
So my dad's side.
What's your other side? What are you?
Filipino.
He's a Pino.
Sam is roommates with a Filipino man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shouts out Nick Roeder.
Filipino man.
Filipino man.
I don't know why. Sound like. I just had an image in my head of like multiple old Filipino men, and you're just living in their house. You're all packed in like a weird house.
A bunch of like Filipino uncles.
What is Filipino food?
I don't know. There's a lot, you know.
Like, what's the menu looking like?
Like, lumpia. Is like, it's like egg rolls, kind of.
That sounds good.
Adobo?
Adobo, classic.
Oh, wow, Sam, you're on this. Here.
His mom invited me for dinner once.
Oh.
That's why I know that.
Wait.
Yeah?
What's your worst show? I want to hear a bad tour stories.
I never told you. That's a hard question.
Not even this year, but any the worst.
I will say that I think
nightmares.
One of my worst shows was, I think, off top, worst college show by far, most traumatic, Oberlin.
Where's that? I'm sorry.
That's where Lena Dunham went to school.
Is that California?
That's in Ohio. I think that's like just like a good descriptor.
Was it just crickets or what?
Crickets from the jump.
You're like,
I ended up doing 30 minutes.
You're like, I was
contractually obligated to do twice that amount.
Oh, did you get paid?
Yeah.
No one cared. It's like,
I still got paid. They were like, yeah, they wanted you gone.
I just imagine them like, I imagine in a show, it's like, you still have an hour left.
They're British for some reason.
Who else was performing? Were you?
Oh, a bunch of like student openers.
You were the headliner?
Yeah.
So like they came and they were like, yeah, this sucks.
Well, yeah, because like I think that there's the thing about college shows is it's different than like if you're doing like a show on the road, like at some club or whatever, people are paying to see you. College shows are free.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
a lot of people are just like, I'm bored.
A lot of times are. it's kids just like,
we play
it's
this
bored. It's
shows.
A weekday. Yeah. I'm bored. It's a weekday.
It's like on campus.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, this
I'm gonna
is
walk
around
down from my dorm.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a good night out and like get stoned.
Yeah. Like I'm sure you guys have had shitty college shows.
They're all
say.
Shitty. There's some
no,
of like
no, no,
college.
They're not all shitty.
They're mostly shitty. They pay real nicely. Is that a Weezer pick?
Somebody photoshopped
somebody
us.
Somebody photoshopped me and Jack and Zach Fox and Father.
Which one are you in the Weezer band pick?
I think I got Rivers.
You got Rivers?
Damn. I did get Rivers.
We just opened for Weezer.
Nice.
Oh, on yeah. on tour?
Yeah, it was
just
awesome.
Just a day in Milwaukee.
Honestly,
how
Weezer,
was that?
It was good. Didn't meet a single member of Weezer, which was kind of
really?
How I wanted it to be. I didn't
did they
fucking,
play like? Do they play Blue
dude,
Album and
they
Pink
played
Nintendo?
Everything you would want to hear.
Oh, I
love
that.
It was a great show.
I love knowing that.
It was like bang, 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 like all the hits immediately. It was
that's
so
great.
Sick. They started with Buddy Holly. That was
it. Didn't
oh,
me,
okay.
Oh,
that's
Weezer's
very good.
And Weezer's catering, I really like to... I don't know if it was a venue guy, but I would really like to think that they bring a sushi guy on tour because there was a guy yeah. making,
that seems about right.
Sushi
that
man.
Seems about right.
Seems very Rivers.
It does.
Yeah.
He's like, I need sushi.
Yeah, Rivers is just like pre-show fucking watching hentai. Eating sushi.
Well,
he's
sushi.
Watching fucking lolly shit. Like, he's.
Are you like an anime guy?
A little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Well, how far like, do you guys dive into that?
Not
world?
That far. I just started My Hero Academia.
What does that mean? I don't know any of this.
Oh, do you not know about
dude,
this?
Dude, I asked you this without knowing. I'm sorry. I can't. Like,
oh
talk
yeah.
About
oh,
any
like
this.
I thought you had fucking like anime.
You,
knowledge,
oh, you like anime,
like,
dude? I love
in no, your pocket sorry. That you were about to just fucking.
I'm just
like,
curious.
Sounded like that, but no, we have
bring out on the nothing, table. Nothing. Yeah.
Oh,
that
Brandon,
sounds like a good.
Speaking
yeah.
of which, Brandon, you're kind of good at dancing, man. You were just kind of like noodling around last night, but you're kind of good at dancing.
Thank you.
He has a sexual.
No,
it's very waist kind of driven.
Yeah, I body roll a lot. It's very body roll driven.
Jack, do you dance?
I have. Like, no, I have like dance. A thotty dance
yeah
style.
you do
it's like I'm your penis is just waving around
yeah
it's no, very like, crotch
yeah Brandon
oriented.
Got naked at the Austin Powers bar and is just waving his dick
honestly man I saw you last night and I was thinking someone should recruit you to be an extra like a dancer in a movie like
yeah.
you should be a guy like in the background just doing some
yeah.
crazy dance
yeah I agree
a couple thank lessons you. And you could go pro.
Right,
GoPro.
I could.
You have the potential.
It's like a backup dancer.
You have the bones for it.
Have GoPro.
If I had like, if I like learn, you think I could like learn choreography
yeah.
and like fucking, maybe like go on the road background dance for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Have
well,
GoPro.
Did you see that? There was a fight on stage at the Beyonce Jay-Z show last night.
No.
I don't really have any info
on
about
stage?
It. But like, yeah, like the dancers like had to step in and like Jay-Z was like stepped in.
The dancers like danced as they tried to interview.
Yeah,
him.
It was
like,
crazy.
Like,
wow.
Like,
I know, right?
They were dance battling?
Dance battling.
It was just like break in two.
West Side Story?
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't know these existed, but I kind of like lately. Oh, yeah. No, this is what happened. I threw up on stage at this festival in Louisville. Not on stage. I like ran down and threw up.
Got it. Yeah.
I think I had a little bit of food poisoning from the night before, but ooh. But I after that I felt really bad, so I like started YouTubing people throwing up on stage while they were playing. And Justin yeah. Bieber has done it, I think, multiple times.
Oh, Biebs has done it. Shit. There's some good designer. There's some good designer throwing up on stage footage.
Oh
where
wow.
He like. He throws up and then just keeps like keeps oh going
in his
going
head,
off
in his
yeah.
head. He's just like. I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
Yeah. Like, what does Justin Bieber put in his body?
Yeah, what is
like,
he eating?
I heard that he eats pretty healthy now.
That's cool.
As far as I know.
Do you have any Justin Bieber connections?
He wore some shorts that
well,
I
well, we're talking
once.
About going
that's
to his
sick.
Church.
Oh,
we haven't
yeah.
talked about his church.
Is that wait, is tomorrow Sunday?
Today's
Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh fuck! Why
we
don't we go?
Again.
Oh man, whoops!
It's okay.
Is it like he's the god, or do they actually just worship God in his church?
They
just—it's like a church that's like very like it's like a hip contemporary Christian
so
church.
So he believes in God
and all
he
the
believes,
yeah,
yes, Jesus.
He's very
Bieber
religious.
And all of
oh, wow.
the a lot of young Hollywood goes to this bar.
Oh, wait, you
to
think
like,
you think
not
he goes
bar,
to a church.
Church
where everybody worships him?
Oh, you thought it was like
I thought it was
church
like,
of Bieber.
I love you, Justin.
That's like a that's a, the you know that's a Bieber show.
I didn't
it
realize
is every
it's
Bieber
going to church.
Show.
They
dude,
actually could do a church
so awesome.
Where it's just like the pastor talking directly to Justin, and everybody else watches.
Yeah,
like nobody else is getting to celebrate God except for Justin.
Brandon,
they'd sell ticks.
Oh wait, Jack, I have a question for you after this. But Brandon, if the money started like truly just rolling the fuck in, would, and like you become a giant stand-up comedian,
sure.
Would you have like a set?
What do you mean?
Like, would you have like a bet, like a backdrop and like a set?
Oh,
like
in the background, like a full
like Alice Cooper, like
fucking.
Would you have like hey guys, like, oh, this is cool.
Well, I kind of miss like back when like Comedy
this is
Central
like an old thing,
half
yeah.
hours were really big. Like when they would do Comedy Central Presents.
Those were sick.
Every comedian had a themed set
exactly.
where it would be like their bedroom, or like it would, the set would like look like a bar because they talk about drinking.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. That is the
we
best.
Should maybe.
We should get back into
what
this.
What would
we
yours be like?
We should bring that model back. That's
yeah, what
a good,
would yours be?
That's kind a of good a... question.
Oh, also.
What if it was just, oh, maybe.
I'm actually thinking
maybe
about
the
this.
Set.
I also feel like I would be the person set up. I would be the person hit up by Comedy Central to design it, probably.
I mean,
too,
yeah, so. I think you're giving yourself awesome. A lot of credit right now.
I don't think so.
You're like, maybe, you know.
I think they would hit me up about that.
So I would.
I've done a lot of Brandon work recently.
Here's what
I
I'm thinking.
I
because I hit you up.
Yeah. Like yeah. it winds up, yeah.
No, I, you know, that's don't credit Viacom with, you know, my goodwill.
Goodwill.
I'm thinking maybe like it's like the inside of my brain, right?
And then this
I'm
is my brain. This is my
I'm
brain,
like,
and everyone's like,
I'm smoking a cigarette, and I'm talking about all the like fucked up shit.
Do you smoke
in my head? No, I quit. I'm Juul only.
Once when I bought the so Juul's a real cool in Louisville right now.
It's sexy.
It's cool everywhere.
It's
yeah.
sleek.
We both quit. Yeah.
Everyone smokes cigs here.
Yeah,
no.
I feel like I see
everyone,
more cig smokers in LA.
Everyone we hang out with here smokes cigarettes.
Yeah,
I think that's like a bubble.
We
thing.
Were also hanging yes. out with like Mac DeMarco or some, like his crew.
Yes,
they
we were.
Some cigs.
We were, but oh, that's another funny thing I have to talk about. But anyways, once I've been smoking since I was maybe 16 or 17.
I started
yeah.
smoking
like
when I was 15. I did it when I was 15, and then you started because of me. And then,
guys, you got to realize I couldn't quit. I'm a hardcore nicotine addict, and I bought the Juul. Haven't smoked a cigarette. Since.
Same.
Yeah.
Amazing. I don't really smoke cigarettes.
It works wonders.
I'll
really,
say this. I mean, you're still
literally
wildly
like,
addicted
it's
to nicotine.
It's horribly bad.
I mean, yeah, I'm very tethered to my Juul, but I've tried smoking cigs since, and they gross me out now. Mm. I like take one drag, and I'm just
that's
like,
what I was
oh,
gonna
like
say. That's what I was gonna say is they smell. Now one of my friends smoke them, and it's like going in my face. I'm the guy now that's like. That's fucking gross.
Get that out. Yeah,
it's
blow
gross.
That the other
it's
way.
It's gross.
It's nasty. That's like the. Well, I had this thought recently where I was like, not everybody that smokes cigarettes is gross, but every gross person smokes cigs.
For sure, yeah.
Like ooh. You, yeah. Every like.
I mean, wow. I'm gross.
Yeah. I'm all gross. Of the grossest motherfuckers, like, all of them smoke cigs.
Yeah. I mean, mostly, maybe, you know,
I
don't know.
If you're nasty, you probably smoke cigs.
Do you think
cigs.
Trump smokes cigs?
No. No, he's
no,
like the opposite
no, no,
type
no.
of freak.
He's, so that's
drank.
The thing.
Well,
he's
gross.
Like,
he's a teetotal.
What is that?
That's somebody who's never that? Drank ever.
Dude, he's
why
fucking
is it teetotal?
Drank.
Why is it?
Dude,
it's
he's
called
drank.
It being a teetotal.
Why? Dude, what's that word mean?
I don't know. It's just like.
I'll look it up.
Yeah,
doesn't he do blow?
Oh, I'm sure he's done.
That's
some
what people say,
blow,
but like
those drip videos, the drips coming out of his nose. I feel like that is a
Brandon.
Real thing.
I think you're right, and he doesn't drink lately, but I think he's for sure like drink.
Donald Trump in the 80s.
Yeah.
Are
like,
you kidding me?
Yeah,
that man
dude,
is
was,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah. I think there's no
you
way
you can't
he
be
hasn't
successful in the 80s
coke.
Without doing coke.
So true.
Like that's
so
part of yeah. you know. That's
or
like saying
now.
Like. Did you go golfing?
Everyone does do cocaine.
Everyone successful right has.
Everyone
in the
80s, does. Blow is
coke.
Back. Blow is back, y'all.
There's like a Pauly Shore podcast where he talks about going to Trump parties. I forgot which one it was.
Oh, man. I didn't
hear that.
I heard his podcast is great.
I mean, Pauly Shore is pretty great. Just the man.
His
himself.
Hollywood handbook is very bad because he's like, he doesn't really understand Hollywood handbook.
What is that?
It's like Hayes Davenport and Sean Clements podcast, and it's very, they're kind of doing like, the original premise of the podcast is that they're like two fake Hollywood insiders, you know, and it's just a lot of like, sort of like gibberish improv, you know, but like they had Pauly Shore on and he was just sort of like, what are you get homos doing? Like,
holy
he was
shit.
Just sort of like, he definitely called them homos at
oh
one point.
My God, Pauly.
Definitely used the term homos.
What's your favorite Pauly movie?
I don't have one. I've never seen like what is it? Biodome.
You've never seen Biodome?
I know.
That seems like that's your movie. It
dig
seems
in.
Like,
dig
like,
in.
It seems like it would be your movie.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
I think
like, it seems
like
it.
I know. I think you would enjoy it. And then you got a Baldwin in there too. You got the that
Which
guy
Baldwin?
That was in, the guy that was in Flintstones.
Steven?
I think so.
Oh, Haley's dad.
Who's that?
Haley Baldwin.
I don't know.
Justin
don't
Bieber's future wife.
You guys got to realize I live in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Where do you live?
We live in Kentucky.
Living where in Kentucky?
Louisville.
In Louisville?
Louisville.
Where's the comedy club there?
There's
Comedy
one
Caravan.
There's one called the... Is that what it's called?
Comedy Caravan.
No, there's another one though, right? There's like... Is there like a hip venue?
No.
Brandon, no? I'm gonna be honest with you right now. And Jack, I still have a question for you. Your jewel's going crazy, man.
Oh, he's got the rave lighting.
I don't know what caused that.
I set my jewel in recently and got a new one. All you have to do is put in your serial number and
send
a new one. But I'm going to my first ever actual comedy show tonight.
Where?
Going to Neil Hamburger.
Satellite?
Neil Hamburger yeah, concert. That's the Satellite is where I do my show. Mitra is going to be on that show.
Yeah. Cool.
Are you all going?
I don't know. I might.
No.
Cool. Well, we're going.
I wasn't planning on it.
We have
just
tickets.
Because like
we bought tickets. I bought tickets
like,
to the comedy
show. I have a show at that venue. But,
so you're like, why the fuck would I
so
go
So I'm
here?
Just like, why? But honestly, it is. I do like popping in there sometimes. John Early has a good show there. I love Neil Hamburger.
We've seen him a few times.
You've seen him a few times?
Yeah, but...
It's not your first
No, but
show.
It's my first buying a ticket to go to the comedy place. You know what I'm saying?
Where did you see him before?
So there's this festival in Louisville called Cropped Out. It's actually awesome. Like it's like the best festival that happens in town, and he has played it multiple times.
Mm. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
My favorite album ever is... Neil Hamburger, Hot February Night.
Cool.
And for people that have not listened to it, it's Neil Hamburger opening for Tenacious D at Madison Square Garden and bombing.
That's good.
Like,
that sounds great.
Like absolutely bombing.
Like the crowd does not get it. Is that
no,
what it is?
No, they don't understand.
Yeah, they're just like, well,
they
who is
don't
this
understand.
Guy?
And he keeps like threatening to like they're not like, get off stage. He
we
keeps
want,
being,
we
like,
want Jack Black.
The more the more you boo, like the longer it's going to take for Tenacious D to... I enter the state like
and then they
you
know, blew more. That's awesome.
Why won't Courtney Love be having any cranberry sauce for Christmas dinner?
One of my favorite
jokes ever is a Neil Hamburger joke. The one where he's like, why did Robert Redford stick his cock in a jar of Paul Newman's spaghetti sauce? And like people are like, why? And then he's like, well, the two men have been best friends for years. Do you think he's going to stick his cock in a competitor's product?
I love the jokes that have no actual punchlines. Like, well, he just didn't want to do it anyway else.
Yeah.
Well, it's just what made
he's
the most sense.
Such a fucking legend.
Yeah, he's sick.
Oh, yeah, Jack. So you asked, we've talked about Brandon's worst show. We've talked about our worst show. What's your worst, like, gig? Or like worse, like event, or like filming. Like, what do you do, man?
Are you a director? I do a lot of things. I guess I'm primarily a director.
Sorry if and you're like, what am I?
I do like loose. Yeah, it's just taken a weird path since then, you know. Yeah. So I do a lot of random stuff and like consulting, I guess too. Ooh, I might have to like get back to you on like the worst. I'll have to mull that over.
Mean,
it's
like,
probably like an early
pod?
Days.
Does that mean,
no,
like,
no,
off,
no. Oh. I just have to like think about it.
Have you ever
told some like horror stories from like
work and stuff?
Bad gigs.
Yeah, I'm sure. I have to
talked about hell gigs on here.
Have you ever done like Iron Chef or like have you ever done like a show like a Food Network show?
Yeah, that like that would be the category. I'm sure that would be.
So you know our buddy Gabe last night who you like, other guy, so he
wait who is he's in the band
no he's we're, so we'll tell a story why we're here after this but Gabe our buddy that you met last night works his job right now or maybe it's over is Top Chef Junior PA
oh wow see I've done a lot of stuff like that but mostly weird random like I did a lot of commercials PAing on commercials I did some shows.
Those are shows predicated on like a children, like a children. Those shows are like predicated on like a child crying. Like they hope that the kid loses and then cries.
That's the funny thing that Gabe was talking about. He's like, yeah, these kids, man, they like, it's so fucked up because they're like, they're so sad. And it's like, they're like, and they're like all these cameras filming them and they're like in the set and
they like
burn
themselves.
And they have to like cook they have to cook for TV.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
I
the pressure.
I
too much.
too much for.
I mean, I don't even think one. I could cook on TV.
Joe, you have a bad one?
I thought of a bad one, but it's not a great story. But it reminds me of just like my college experience. It was like early film school, and like I guess it taps into a larger thing with like film school specifically is really cliquey. There's like an insider clique of like film school people. Like if you're in the department of people who they like hang out together, they work on each other's productions, and they take it all like very seriously. And you kind of have to like be in that clique to like function, I guess. And I was not, but I remember like trying early, and I worked on like some like seniors like film, which I thought was like, oh, this is like something to take seriously or whatever, which was just awful. We were just being taken advantage of, but. We found a dead body like on the second day of production.
Oh, what?
Yeah, nice. There was like a burned body in a dumpster.
That's big.
And like the police had to come. That's bad.
That's big, dude. Yeah. That's some big
burned
shit.
Body.
Yeah,
someone
we were like
the body. And
we were like,
put
we're
it.
Being paid, and they wanted us to like spend our own money doing. I did like shitty stuff like that, but then after that, I was like, yeah, this is stupid. Like, and then her film never even came out.
Oh wow!
It was like that's yeah. Really it was,
what
it
was the? But why did you? Why did you see a dead body?
It was like a murder. Like, it was a murder.
You found
oh, but like,
body.
What was the like? They were like, "Oh, go look at this dead body."
No, we arrived to set and like found it when we were throwing stuff out. It was in a dumpster, burned
fuck.
Up. Yeah.
Did you see like a face?
I didn't really get a good look. It was just a quickly like
Did you see
all the yeah. else? It was what?
Did you see a penis?
Whoa.
Sorry, that's Jesus. Fucked up.
He's asking the real question.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you see a burnt penis?
I didn't see a burnt penis.
I wonder what a burnt penis looks like.
Like I don't want to know. Like
can you Google image it?
No, I'm not doing that, guys.
Please?
You guys are immature.
This is morbid.
I'm not
y'all
going
are
down
the
there.
Ones
you
talk
not...
about. Y'all are talking about wet pussy games on here.
What?
That's true.
Which is
talking about wet pussy games?
Which is insane.
Oh,
because...
wait. I forgot that we were just cruising like horny flash games.
Dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, we have... it's so funny because I was listening while I was like shaving one day, and I was like... I would be friends with these guys. These guys
hey,
look at
hey,
these,
I would be friends.
But these
nice.
Guys look at wet pussy games. Tony and Ryan, there are some fucked up games.
I mean,
there.
I feel
yeah,
like
the one I was playing was just like you just use your mouse to like fuck a girl, but you could only go back and forth, and that was the whole game.
You couldn't. Yeah. You need to go. You need to find like the 3D
like it wasn't
ones.
A game. It was
those
just like you
like,
got to put your mouse in a cartoon porn.
People, it's just yeah. to jerk off to, man. You know.
Yeah, but it's the weirdest thing you could
but
ever.
It's
jerk
like
off to.
I want
like for kids, I think.
Maybe.
Wow,
yeah.
That's like the thing. Is it kind
it's
of?
It's for kids, dude.
Fuck.
It's for kids.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Wow, I never really thought about that. Yeah, because you know, all you have to do on these, like, at best, they'll be like, "Are you 18?"
Yeah.
Yes.
It's no. not. It's not for 18-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been on like an alcohol or like beer website and they ask you your age like when you were underage?
Yeah.
I don't know how I ended up there, but I probably did.
Oh, yeah. For
oh,
sure.
Where you would like, oh, that felt.
You're like 17. You're like,
you're
like
17
going
to
Budweiser.
Oh,
I want to go to Bud Light.
Let's see when Budweiser.com is going on.
AOL keyword Bud Light.
Yeah, yes. You're like 14. Like, maybe they'll let me order beers.
Yeah.
Dude, do you think they can give me a fake ID?
Oh, that was. Oh, that like a sick like child thing. Like. Is you know, you would go to like in like middle school, you'd like search beer on the app store.
Yes.
And like there would be like the thing where it would be like you can pretend to drink beer, like your phone is just like
a
fake
thing. You're like,
yeah,
all your have... friends in school were like,
yeah,
dude,
so
check
like
this out.
You're 12,
I'm getting
like,
drunk in class.
Oh, I'm getting drunk. Yeah,
the app. Oh, the yeah,
yeah, right. Where it's like,
oh my
just
God.
Beer
or like
in
the
your
gun
phone.
App that you would tap and be like, dude, check this out.
Oh,
and you can pick different guns. I remember those.
All right,
sorry, we just took a little pause. I just
took a break. We watched the bathroom and then watched the music video for "Daddy Wasn't There."
This is. I just uncovered something that blew my mind.
Now drinking a little espresso.
Yeah, I just uncovered something. This kind of blows my mind. All right, so we watched "Daddy Wasn't There," the song at the end of the Austin Powers movie. The band, they had a lot of close-ups on the band members. I was like, I wonder if this is like a band. You know, an actual band that they gave a cameo.
You actually
to
said this is definitely a band.
Yeah.
Which,
so,
it,
so
which
I looked
it
up,
really is.
I looked up who wrote the song. The band who wrote the song is called Ming T. But get this. Ming T is a band formed by Mike Myers in the early 1990s.
Oh, wow.
It was a 60s band. And he created Austin Powers as a character of the front man of this band. And they based the film off of this.
Oh, my
God.
So
wait,
so
like
it was a band
Daddy
first?
Wasn't There was a band. That was a band
so he was like,
first.
He was like, you know what? These guys inspired me to make Austin Powers. I'm going to get them on the movie.
Yeah, he has like, yeah, at the end.
Legend.
The credits,
he put his damn. Boys on.
He really did.
Dude.
He also whipped that out on the in the third movie, which is surprising.
Yeah. It should have been the first. Like, what is he? That's,
wait. Sweet. Okay. Sweet and Hoffs was.
What?
Like a band that he formed this with. The band's called Ming T. They have albums, dude.
Are they Canadian?
Fuck.
I love that.
I don't see, know.
If they toured, I
love Mike Myers' journey so much.
Yeah,
it's great.
Have
you watched The Gong Show recently?
Well, I was going to ask you about The Love Guru.
So he hosts The Gong Show reboot in as like a character. Like they're never like, hey, give it up for Mike Myers. Yeah. Like he hosts it as a character.
That's amazing.
And he doesn't need to. He could just be rich and private right now.
But he likes, he gets, he
I
likes
think he
that.
Loves it.
He just likes that kind of work, maybe.
Because, like, Austin Powers and Shrek are both massive franchises.
Does Shrek have a star?
Like, what's that?
Does Shrek have a star here?
On the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Yes. No,
ooh,
absolutely.
I want to see that.
Wait, there's, like, live, Ming T live shows.
If they toured, I would go see that with you guys.
Wait, there's, like,
I would love that.
Dude, this is literally Austin Powers live. This might have been free Austin Powers.
Oh,
I don't think that's Mike. I don't think that's Mike.
Is this like a cover?
It is.
Let's see. No, it is. Him.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh.
For this the record, this is
so
Ming
he appeared
T
and everyone was
live
like,
on
Mike
Sparkle
Myers
Lounge with Susan
so
Hoffs.
So Austin Powers was a band member before he was ever a movie character.
That's actually super interesting.
I think that's even better than Austin Powers films.
What song is this? This is like
this isn't even
he's
Austin
singing
Powers
about
song.
The BBC.
Yeah, the song's called
the
BBC
song rules.
At the MTV Music Awards.
The song is sick.
He performs this at the VMAs.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Amazing.
Damn.
Oh, come on, man.
And I want to say, you've all been very, very sexy, and I want to shag you all, baby.
Wow.
Jack, you're opening up the. Damn. This is a world I did not know about, man.
Wait, so this is kind of blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, this isn't.
Yeah.
All right, so like to put this into perspective too, like okay, wait, who's the singer of White Reaper, by the way?
Tony.
His name's Tony.
Tony. Okay, so imagine like Tony one day starts kind of like doing a bit on stage where he's like goofing around, people like it. He starts doing it every night, and then he sells a blockbuster film based around this character.
It's called Austin Powers.
It has nothing to do with you guys. And then he's does three movies, and he's like, hey, you guys. You can you could come at the end in the credits, and then nobody knows about you, but it's like the entire thing's based off your band.
But Mike Myers was doing shit before this. Right?
No, of course, of course. But that's kind of mind blowing,
like,
isn't it?
Like he was already an established comedian.
SNL, Wayne's World, like he's been massive.
He was doing shit before this, so it's like what? How did this come into the picture?
No, like it would be like if they started a band with like. Yeah, if like Will
oh,
Ferrell
it's like,
yeah,
okay, yeah.
was like
so
in your band.
So it's
was
already
like
a
in,
joke.
Yeah, like he was doing, he's, it's not like Austin, it's not like Mike Myers was some unknown.
No,
Mike
no,
Myers
I know
wasn't
that.
Just some guy
I
with
know,
a rock
I know
band.
That, but it's just interesting to me that like Mike Myers was like, you guys want to start a band? And everyone was like, yeah? Like, what are you, like, how are we going to do this?
I'm a
he's
horny
like, oh,
British
I'm gonna
man.
I'm going to be Austin Powers.
And you guys are just in the band. You guys
that makes
play
more sense.
Guitar. And I, what's that?
It weirdly does make sense.
It makes
then,
sense.
Because it's like,
yeah.
Because it's like coming up with Austin Powers just out of the thin air is kind of shocking, you know?
It
makes
yeah.
sense. It's like, let's do a 60s band.
I
like,
love that the Austin Powers impersonator was doing all, he was doing all of that like banter of like, do I make you horny, baby? Nice. I want to shag everybody at this bar.
Oh, we should talk to him about this because I'm sure he is aware.
You guys should get
this.
Austin on the pod.
Yeah.
You
that
should.
Would be crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, in this post Me Too world, can you Austin Powers be talking like that?
We don't know. He seems like a good guy.
He is a great.
Yeah,
Austin
he has
Powers
a lot of mojo.
If you think about
he
it,
just
like
has a lot of mojo. He's never. I don't think there's. I don't think there's gonna be any allegations about Austin Powers.
No way.
He like changed American culture. if you think
absolutely.
About it. Austin Powers like changed my life.
True. True. Yeah, it's a very quotable movie back then.
Yeah.
That's very quotable. I want to bring back quoting the movie. Just like hitting somebody with a yeah baby out of
nowhere. People don't really like literally I think that's what like I think the last one was Borat.
Yes.
I don't think nobody's really like quoting any I feel like I don't really see any like comedy movie quoting. I guess like people were saying like I think Parks and Rec like they would quote like treat yourself and shit.
Yeah.
People, you're right. Like, you're right. Vine has become kind of like that. It's kind of like filled that gap.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you guys just had the Sud Dude guy. I mean, that's like that was a big.
That's a catch. Yes.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm also gonna say, but it's actually kind of crazy how this happened. But like, before he came out with that, my our friends, and us would be like, Sop Dude. We would say sop. We would say like sop. Before the Sud Dude came out, and then when it came out, we were like, oh, other people are doing this too. Like I can relate. I can relate to this guy.
Well, it's like, it is weird because he's like, yeah, he has a monopoly on like that genre now.
Well, like just a phrase.
Oh, he definitely.
I think a lot of people had their versions of that kind of crap too. Yeah.
No, it fills me with joy to know that people can be successful off of these. these like little bits, you know.
Yeah.
Bits. Yeah, for sure, bits.
Off of saying,
"What's up, dude?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Off of saying, "What's up, dude?"
It is, people say it to me a lot. A lot of people, like a weird array of people, hit me with it though. I think it's spread so far that it's like doesn't even connect back to Nick often.
Our Sud Dude is that's awesome, man.
Oh yeah, we gotta tell you about that's awesome, man.
Is that your podcast?
No, that's a good podcast.
Name.
I'm sure it exists.
Yeah.
So tell me, Jack. Tell me something that you did today.
Yeah. No. Like, don't tell me. Okay. So, don't tell me something you did today. Tell me something like genuine and nice. It doesn't have to do with us. It can be with anything in your life.
I just went on a very very nice trip to Mexico and had a lot of good wines and it was very pure. I got a lot of good sleep.
That's awesome, man. That's what it is.
That's awesome, man. Just a dry. That's awesome, man.
That's awesome, man. Sounds an awful lot like a cool story, bro.
But it's a different version of it. It sort of feels like a take on. It's the same signal.
My friend Ryan had a bunch of weird bits that he would do to people, like just throw them off by like a bizarre comment like that. One of them was, "Do you love it?" He would hit people with like you would just be like kind of mid story. And just like he would kind of do it to somebody when they're telling a story that's like a little too long, and he just be like, "Do you love it?" Wait, what?
Here's what I want to talk about. Alexandra Daddario was in a video of
that was like quick.
Brandon's Daddario, all-timer dick babe. Is just hardening.
This is what we really need to talk about.
Do you have like fucking, wait, listen to this.
Dude.
Jack, do you have like a button you can press when Brandon like starts
it?
When he starts
I
this?
I had a taser rigged up, but then it broke.
Do you have like a
taser too much?
Oh yeah, I could rig that up.
You got to get some kind of like
where is she?
Where is Alex?
Yeah, do you keep in touch?
Dude, I don't know.
You don't keep in touch post-video?
No, okay. I mean, if you guys want to hear about that, I can tell you about that.
I think Brandon hits her up sometimes, but she's...
Yeah, you DM her all the time. You're like, "Hey, do you want to go to my satellite show?
She's
always on the guest list, and they never cross her name off.
Dude, I could.
What sound would be the horny alert? By the way,
I don't know. Similar to a foghorn, but maybe more of an emergency.
Well, you guys, you know who got us Alex?
Brandon Dermer.
Yeah.
Dermer got us Alex. You should hit him up about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's like in there though. Like, I think he's like, I don't think he'd be like, "Oh, you should fuck my friend Brandon."
Dude.
And you know, like, I don't think they know each other that well where he could pull one of those.
Are you that? What I'm hearing is literally, you want to have sex with her.
I want to respect her.
That's better.
I would like take her out on a nice date.
You just want to like hang out.
Let me just tell you.
I just want to vibe out with Daddario. You
want to hang out.
And also, no, like she might be like very cool and we could like,
she is cool.
You're talking to the wrong guys.
She's cool.
I'm imagining her listening to this and just thinking like, this guy is so nice.
This guy's really sweet.
I should go to... I should DM him. Oh my God, he's messaged me 1,000 times.
I've never messaged her once. I'll wait. I'll wait until she listens to this. Okay. I'll wait for her to message me.
Okay, listen. She did the video for a very low rate. She just wanted to do something cool.
Yeah.
I mean...
Right.
I mean, this was... This video was pretty insane to do with, like, the budget we actually had. I mean, it was, like, kind of unreal, you know? It was like, how did we get her?
What you're saying is that Brandon needs to form a band.
Brandon, you should get her to sing in a band.
And then you make a movie based off that band.
Yeah.
Do you play instruments?
Not really.
That would be so funny if you just revealed that you were a really good bass guitarist.
Yeah, I was like, oh, actually, I just got a new Rick, dude. I got a 68 Rick.
Do you shred?
I grew up playing guitar. I'm like very rusty now. I mean, I can still rip a little bit.
Do you like rock music, Brandon?
I like rock music.
Do you like rock music, like, Jack?
You don't. You hate it.
No,
hate
I like it.
Jack, do you like rock? Do you like to rock?
I love rock.
That's awesome. Literally,
I'm a rocker.
I like you guys.
I'd say I'm a rocker. Hey, are you some kind of rocker?
You guys?
I like rock music, man.
What do you like? What's your favorite rock band?
The Beatles.
Wait, all time? Are we talking all time?
What's your favorite rock band,
come on,
bro?
Let's hear
you know, I don't know, man. Like, I used to listen.
I've never seen Brandon nervous.
No,
like
the Velvet Underground band with album with like the banana.
Okay,
you like that album?
Velvet
like
Underground and Nico.
Yeah, there you go.
Great album.
Hey, that's a great album.
I love the Clash.
Do you really? You look like a Clash guy.
The first album, the one where...
Oh my God, this is just like a glorious moment.
Yeah.
I'm seeing like a side of Brandon.
You know I love rock music, man.
No, Brandon's a good chameleon. Like, you are good at... You could kind of fit in with like...
I can,
You weirdly fit in with most crowds.
Yeah.
I don't see you thrown off or uncomfortable too often.
I'm not.
You're usually making people... Like, you throw them off a little bit. I think an Achilles heel of yours that might date back to... Your eighth grade era of like Sufjan. I'm a hipster.
Let's talk about Sufjan.
I love Sufjan.
Cornered
Sufjan.
Cornered by a hipster comment. Cornered by like a classic hipster quiz comment.
Sure.
That might be your Achilles heel.
What?
Like just the,
what is?
The you know the classic.
Me asking
it's like
who
a,
your favorite rock band is.
Yeah,
on the spot. Like
you're clearly not a rock guy.
I'm not a rock guy.
You're an alternative guy.
Tell us your favorite rock band.
You're an alternative guy.
Yeah,
I understand that. That's cool.
Yeah.
You seem like just a little bit more of like a rocker.
Like if somebody were to be like, I have this one friend, my friend Randy. He always like pulls the like. Who are you? Like he does like a lot of like who are your guys? Like who do you give it to? Beatles or Stones? Those guys, you know.
Beatles or Stones, my dude. Come on, let's hear it.
Because he's like, you know, some people they're all about the Beatles. I'm more of a Stones guy.
Well,
you
what
know?
Is it, Brandon?
Like,
what is it for you?
That's
Beatles
a great
or Stones? Yeah, I mean, between the two, I guess Beatles.
Same, honestly.
Yeah,
I don't like the Rolling Stones that much, guys.
Yeah,
it's weird.
That's different. It's also like just that'd be a really dumb like thing for us to talk about for 20 minutes too.
Is Beatles
analyzing
Stones?
That's what
I think. That's what y'all listeners want to hear.
We should do that every week.
I have a feeling you have like a real rockin' Last FM profile
for sure.
Ooh,
oh, wow. I absolutely
let's go
do.
Dig. Let's go
Last my old.
Who were your
last
number one
FM.
High school bands that you listened to?
I was
high
like,
school?
What were your Last FM top?
I liked a lot of
you're
like
asking
80s.
Me.
Around the table.
I liked a lot of 80s hardcore bands and shit like that.
Yeah,
I was a punker
in middle. I'm gonna go to middle school. I like really was my mind was blown by Sublime and NoFX.
Yeah.
Like I was really into NoFX.
Oh, wow.
Like really like skate.
Drugs
we saw
are good.
NoFX a good 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
In our
I saw
youth.
NoFX a lot. Yeah.
NoFX is a definitely
I loved Rancid in middle school
Rancid.
And I saw we
yeah,
both
we
saw
Tim
Armstrong acoustic
perform
last
on
night.
A tree. That was
yeah,
amazing.
The charity
oh,
event
that's
last
awesome.
Night.
Was
nice.
He was he singing? Yeah. Was he like? Like did he real sound like?
No,
he
yeah,
like
Tim,
time bomb. The time bomb.
That's how he sings straight up. Like,
is it a time bomb?
Like his Tim Armstrong's like on stage presence, like the sloppy guitar playing and like the vocals, like that's real. Like and what's funny about it too is that if you're a Rancid fan, Tim Armstrong's is like you know just sloppy guitar, sloppy vocals. Yeah. You'd think after playing in Rancid and all his other bands for so long, he would just be shredding by now. It just sheer on the luck
so
of
he's
just
a
like
true
playing
punker.
Guitar. Yeah, he's like, he hasn't gotten any better at guitar, I don't
That's
think.
That's cool.
There's a lot of buzzing frets. A lot of buzzing frets, missed notes, but in a good way. I don't know how to describe.
Like he has this like solo song called "Wake Up." It's pretty great. He has like a solo record that I actually kind of like. It's like the whole thing is basically reggae.
I don't want to talk about Rancid anymore.
Damn. All right.
Damn.
Not a Rancid podcast.
I don't like Rancid.
Really? You never went through a phase?
I'm not a Rancid guy. I'm more of like a Minor Threat guy.
Of course. Yeah.
True.
I'm more of like a Kron on someone's.
Wait. What bands do you guys hate? Like,
yeah,
hate?
You mean fucking ooh, bands? Oh, bands our buddy Mikey had a great idea for a karaoke night. Everyone puts in their least favorite bands, and then you have to sing their song.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Hilarious. Yeah,
it's a good idea.
Well, for hate bands, it's like, it's not really fun to just pick ones that are easy to hate.
Freaking Nickelback.
Yeah,
I was just hate Nickelback so fucking much.
I mean, like
it's got to be like bands that people like conventionally like.
Exactly.
And you're just like,
it feels like hack.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we have a new joke. Which
I hate U2. That's probably my least favorite band.
U2.
It's a
really.
Yeah, it's like that's a big hate.
I don't care. Like it's like I don't really care enough to hate.
You don't have
I don't
any.
Care. I don't
so
care
you don't have. If you're, let's say you're at Outback Steakhouse. And you hear something that on the Outback Steakhouse like radio, and you're just like, you're
well,
never like, or you never like, I hate this song.
Ooh,
it's
songs
like,
that you
I
hate.
Went to it. Well,
Summer of '69. I'll like walk out of the place to avoid
69.
It.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the thing. It's like I chose to be at an Outback Steakhouse. I know that I know they're not going to be playing like my favorite songs.
What if you handed them your phone? And you're like, can you play this on the?
Go up to the DJ at Outback Steakhouse, like, hey, can you
Yo,
play
let me
this?
Jump on, bro. Let me plug
the
in.
DJ.
Dude, yeah, the DJ.
Can you play the Gorillaz? Hey, man, can you play the Gorillaz?
Do you know the Gorillaz?
Do you know the Gorillaz? I don't know. For me, it's the Talking Heads. I
really?
Cannot stand.
I love the Talking Heads. Saw David Byrne at Coachella this year.
He played, like, last night. You
really?
Know that? Here, yeah.
Where?
I don't know. Our buddy Alex went.
I love the Talking Heads.
I like
them
enough. Yeah. People love the Talking Heads.
Yeah. They do.
I don't like. They're fine.
I think that's
love,
kinda how I
feel. Like True Stories. Great
True
movie.
Stories.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that last night too.
Yeah.
What is True
it's
Stories?
David Byrne's movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I could. I don't know. We were doing like a signing at a festival in, you know, Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we were there like doing a signing, and then like this kid came up and he was like, "I saw David Byrne last night," and I feel so bad about it to this day. I was like, "Yeah, you know he auditioned their female bass player three times because he thought there's no place in the world for a female musician."
Really?
Something. Yeah, that's.
But then he made a whole album with Saint Vincent.
I don't know, man. I can't. That's all
like,
I got. That's all I got. I don't.
There's
know.
A David Byrne Saint Vincent
maybe,
collab
maybe
album.
That was
who I also am obsessed with. I'm obsessed.
Saint Vincent.
With yeah.
That's interesting yeah. that you're into Saint Vincent.
I don't know her. Really.
I love her.
That
she
makes
like,
sense.
She's
right.
sick. Yeah.
She's so sick.
She's sick.
Yeah. No, I've seen her live a bunch, and I'm like in love with her. She's I was great. At the. I was getting a mani pedi, and she came in.
Really?
She came
oh, wow.
in.
Hey,
she was,
hi. Hey, St. Vincent.
I was like, I wish, I you know, I can never meet anybody that doesn't know. Like, I'm only comfortable meeting people in contexts where I'm also a cool guy.
Oh, yeah. No,
give me an example.
You know?
Give me a good example right now.
What do you mean?
No, I know
cool
what you mean.
In
no.
a situation where
Brandon,
you're the cool,
I know what you're
cool.
saying. You don't want to get a picture with someone who doesn't know who the fuck you are.
Right.
That's embarrassing.
No, like, it's... Yeah, situations where like, oh, they're like,
they're
if I'm meeting
world,
a musician and
world.
They like, they know my shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
like
yeah.
I don't want to like
be in that zone.
I don't want to be in a situation where I have to.
So are you saying
like,
did you approach Saint Vincent or were you like she has?
I
no
didn't.
Idea who
well,
I am.
I didn't want to bother her. First of all, we're at like a nail salon.
This is a place where you.
Yeah,
keep
I was
your
gonna say.
Shut.
I feel like
yeah.
that's the first obvious.
No,
obstacle.
Like that's like the
not
thing.
Her
is,
being
like,
unfamiliar
your
with your
shut.
Comedy.
No, like yeah. if you're in like an environment where you're both on like a festival together or whatever, that makes sense. But I'm not gonna bother Saint Vincent while she's at a nail salon in LA.
Definitely not.
That's a good
bro,
call.
she was looking right.
You gotta.
Have,
by the
she
way.
Was looking
have
correct.
That, Jack, you have correct. To have that little alarm when it when
she was
you
know
that you have to have
it.
Like
bro, she was looking
boo,
healthy.
Like, boo, boo, boo.
Like or maybe an ambulance. Like,
boner police.
You know,
boner
like,
yeah. police.
You are under arrest.
You're under arrest.
Ann Clark was looking right.
Yeah, I haven't hated a band in a long time. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
What's the
yeah.
worst show you've ever
oh,
seen?
Oh, there's this kid Tyler Walter at my school that would just. He would rant about nu metal like, all the time. He'd just be like, I fucking metal. Hate nu metal.
Dude, I just, I mean, not That's too long ago, not too long ago, I just quit my real job. which was
what
I quit my restaurant, my chicken. I worked at a chicken restaurant.
Okay,
really?
Wow.
And the kitchen manager,
yeah,
had a tool tattoo that was literally down his forearm. It was like
badass.
It was like T O O L.
Nick,
like,
give him
it was
give
like
him
a tool.
If
like,
he's listening to
hilarious.
Bobby, if Bobby, if you're out there, man, you are one of the sickest fucking kitchen managers, and I'm glad you're sober now. I'm glad you got your shit together. It's a really inspiring story.
Did you keep, were you working
Bobby,
at the,
come on the pod.
Were you working at the chicken shack like post Daddario?
Yes, during Daddario.
Wow.
That's the timeline.
Dude, I just
so, like, you, fin- you were just you were doing this music video. Daddario, she's on set. She's got her titties out.
Listen,
and
man, she brought
and
her
you
dog.
Had to go back to your
she brought her little dog.
That's crazy. Yeah. And then you had to go back to your job and you're like, "Fuck, I was just on set." The Daddario.
Yeah, but it's kind of a flex because you go to all these this job with all these normal people and you're like, oh yeah, I just did a fucking music video in LA. What's up, dude?
Dude, that's like the Real Big Fish song, Sell Out. That's like the precursor to that the plot of that song. You know what I mean?
Sell Out. I only knew about that because of this like skateboarding game.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Not Tony Hawk Pro Skater. It was the Disney Pro Skater. It was like the Disney
game. Are you talking about the X Games game?
No.
Did you
I'm
ever
talking
play that?
About there's there
Wait,
was
Wait, do you play video games?
I used to sometimes. I'm not a gamer like Jack. There's a there was an old skateboarding game where it was the Tony Hawk like engine. It was like the game engine of
that
the Tony
game
Hawk
sucked.
Game. But it was like
yeah,
all
what
the
was
Disney
it in?
Characters.
Andy McDonald
was
in
because Real Big
was
Fish
like
was not on Tony Hawk's soundtrack.
That was,
no,
because it was
game.
On the Disney skateboarding game where you would like skateboard as like Woody or whatever.
That's
was it
so
Disney?
Funny
Toy
that
Story.
You played that.
And Real Big
I
Fish Sell Out was in that was
hey,
in that game.
Ever, did you ever play like the Disney racing game? With like the chipmunks in the Haunted Mansion.
Ooh,
it was
that
awesome.
Sounds fun.
It was so cool.
I'm the skateboarding game was fun.
Jack, do you game?
Oh, yeah.
You play COD?
I used to play COD. I'm on Fortnite now.
Fortnite sucks.
Whoa.
Okay.
Holy shit.
You should play COD with me.
What do you play?
World War 2.
I mean, dude,
World
I'm down. What do you play on?
PS4.
Oh, add me.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm on there, too.
My gamer tag is Milkerson.
Okay. You just gave out everybody your
That's
gamer
a plug.
Tag.
Dude, I want all the notifications. It'll make me it'll
plug.
Make
That's
me
a
laugh.
Plug. That's a motherfucking like a plug.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this has nothing to do with that, but is there any way I can log into my old MySpace account? I've tried. I don't
it's
know how
gone.
To do it.
You're
Mine's
allowed
gone.
To.
Are they all gone?
I don't know.
Mine is
down?
Gone somehow. I checked
Did they
it.
Erase them?
Is MySpace still...
I like there? How you're asking us like we would know. I don't know.
Like we
you
work
guys,
at MySpace.
You guys are on the internet? I don't
yeah,
know.
Come on! You guys shot. Are two internet guys. Come
I
on.
Hope mine doesn't exist.
Yeah,
I don't. I think
I
deleted it. I
never
it.
Have
yeah,
one.
I deleted it.
What was your song?
It's before my time.
Ooh, what was my MySpace song? I know at one point.
Cut my life in
yeah,
two pieces.
That.
Yeah, I had a, like a poker backdrop. Poker background.
Poker background?
Like like poke, like chips.
Yeah, Crazy like Game of Poker chips. By OAR. Was that your song?
Yeah, I just want like a little sip. All
right. By the way, guys, you just broke your Casio watch here on the pod.
I'm sorry.
I have a new Casio
Dude,
watch
no,
for you.
Don't give that to
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
Why'd you get that for
Exact
me?
Replacement, except it's gold.
This one looks way nicer, Nick.
Jack,
Take
how much
the
did
upgrade.
You pay for this? $1,000?
It was found on the beach by my girlfriend.
Are you sure? Dude, wow. That's a gift
forever.
To you.
That's
no, she didn't give it to me.
Luck?
It's just been
is
in
this
our.
Is a cursed watch?
No. It's a haunted watch.
So dude, are you serious
nice.
Right now?
Yeah, take the watch.
Dude, you're so nice.
I'm going to put it on. Hang on.
Yeah, put
if
it
If you're a watch guy, take the watch.
Damn, Nick, you really, that looks way better. It's a gold watch.
I just nardwired you.
You really did?
Yeah.
You just kind of queer eyed me or something.
Queer eyed you and nardwired yeah. you. Queer eye nardwired? Nardwar on the cast of Queer Eye.
Oh.
They have one straight guy.
Jack, thank you, man.
Yes. Add Nardwar to the cast. Season three.
Queer Eye directed by Nardwar, where they know way too much before they go in. They don't get to learn anything. They already know everything.
I would like that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what about the new Queer Eye? Is it, I hear that it's great.
Oh, we've talked about this a lot.
Oh, have you never watched it?
Not the new one, but me and Nick, I mean, I would was obsessed with like the
did
original.
Did you watch the original?
Queer Eye for the straight guy
I met Carson.
Bravo.
I met Carson once.
Really?
We met Carson. Chrisley.
He was in the mall.
Wow.
He was in the mall, in the St. Matthew's Mall in Louisville, and I was like, I went up, I saw him through the window, I was like, I think that's Carson.
I wonder how the old cast feels about these new books.
I know, right?
I think they're fine. The original is the best. You can't argue with that.
I did have a NoFX record, and I had Carson sign my NoFX record.
So we were at the mall.
Wait, what?
Same, okay,
Carson
so
Chrisley signed my NoFX record.
We were at the mall, we went to Hot Topic. Sam got a NoFX.
The only
record.
Thing I had on me.
How old were you guys then?
It's like 15.
High school, okay, 14, yeah. 15. You're like, we're like, this is yesterday.
Yeah. That was really funny.
That's yeah, have rules. You gotten to Hot Topic as an adult?
No, I don't want to go.
No, actually.
Like yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like Rick and Morty and shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, that watch is looking. You might have to adjust a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, it works. All right. Anyway, should we wrap it up? We've been a long time.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Guys, you have anything to plug?
Any plugs?
I just want to plug our LA band friends, No Parents. And, you know,
thanks for having us on the pod. I guess we're going on tour with Billy Idol this fall.
No way.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that.
That rules.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
That's a big one.
Just like, I guess, look up our band and listen to our band. That's, I guess, that's a
good plug. Both records, very good.
Thank you, man.
September 9th at the Satellite. And September 21st through 23rd, Life is Beautiful in Las Vegas. And September 27th at the Irvine Improv.
Hey.
Good luck, beautiful. Brandon.
And we've got our we're gonna plug it soon, but me and Jack will be on the East Coast.
Yes.
I'm gonna be doing stand up shows and live podcasts.
Yes. You guys should come hang out in Louisville.
I would love to.
Do it.
Where are you doing this live one?
We'll announce it soon. We'll tell you off it soon.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Guys, we're going to
sign up for the Patreon so Brandon could get horny.
Oh yeah, 10K. I want to get. We were talking about Dario, and I couldn't really like.
We're getting close. Sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah, 10K.
Please.
Once we hit 10K, I can finally get horny.
Please
again.
Sign up. This guy is.
Break
this
me
guy
of
is,
these shackles.
This guy is Brandon. This guy Brandon is fucked up, guys. You got to sign up for the Patreon so he can.
People
get
People have been
some
complaining.
Medicine.
People come up to me at these shows. They say, "Are you allowed to get horny yet?"
This guy is fucked up. You gotta help him pay for his
help
medication.
Me out.
Let him open the valves.
Help me out.
Let
Please.
Him open the valves.
Oof. All right, bye. Thank you guys.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for the theme song, fellas.
No problem. Thank you for the theme song. And now, "Daddy Wasn't There" by Austin Powers.
All right.
Daddy wasn't there. Wasn't there to take me to the fair. It seems he doesn't care. Daddy wasn't there. Daddy. Daddy wasn't there to change my underwear. It seems he doesn't care. When I was criticized, when I was ostracized, when I was jazzercised, steak and kidney pies, when I was modernized, when I was circumcised, Daddy wasn't there. When I was ostracized, when I was jazzercised, steak and kidney pies, when I was modernized, when I was circumcised, Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair, to change my underwear. Daddy wasn't there. Daddy wasn't there. Peace. If you've got a daddy issue, here's a daddy tissue. D to the A to the D D Y. D to the A to the D D Y. They say it's just a fad, but I've got a deadbeat dad. D to the A to the D D Y. D to the A to the D D Y. I sit in my room and cry and ask myself the reason why. D to the A to the D D Y. D to the A to the D D Y. Daddy. 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 D-A-D-D-Y. Peace.